The largest hospital in Atlanta is going back to all-white nurses' uniforms. Until now, they've been wearing hospital scrubs like everybody else. That's a common practice. But officials at Grady Memorial Hospital say some patients had trouble telling the nurses apart from other hospital employees. And by returning to traditional uniforms, hospital officials also want to build respect for the nursing profession. Charles Edwards reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
One afternoon outside Grady Memorial Hospital, Atlanta resident Vera Jacobs lounges with two friends as nurses walk in and out the hospital doors. Jacobs is glad nurses are wearing all-white uniforms again. Before, she says, she couldn't tell the nurses from the lab techs or even housekeeping.
Well, when I go into the hospital, I want to know who the nurses is. You might need one, you know? And you go up to somebody and need help and they don't know what you're talking about.
Back in the 1980s, uniform stores began selling nurse scrubs in different styles and colors like purple, pink, and blue. The change was refreshing for nurses tired of wearing the same thing, but after a while, things went too far. Rhonda Scott is Grady's chief nursing officer, supervising the more than 1,100 nurses at Grady. Before coming to Grady, Scott mandated an all-white dress code at two other hospitals where she says nurses weren't dressing in a professional manner.
We actually had couple of nurses in our hospital, one that wore regular uniform pants and a t-shirt that had like a big Tweety Bird on it. We also had another nurse who had like a Harley Davidson t-shirt on and stethoscope around her neck and sneakers.
In an attempt to restore respect and visibility to the profession, Grady gave $75 to its full-time nurses and $35 to its part-time nurses to help pay for uniforms. A full uniform can cost at least $80. However, nurses say they're worth every penny. Walking through the hospital's floors, you'll see nurses proudly sporting the white attire. However, some nurses weren't sold on the idea at first. Gloria Taylor says she enjoyed wearing the colorful uniforms.
Because you're able to distinguish yourself from other people. You know, everybody has different, some people may like floral print uniforms, others may like cartoons. You're just able to show your personality more with the printed uniforms.
But after wearing the all white, Taylor admits that things are better.
Family members, the patients, even staff, coworkers, we're all able to distinguish who's the nurse from the nursing assistant or from somebody working in dietary, because at first we were all just in prints and you weren't really able to distinguish. So it's good. It's a good change.
For Dr. Neil Winower, director of Grady's Hospital Medical Unit, all white uniforms send the right message to the rest of the staff.
I think that at least this fosters a sense of teamwork for the nurses. It lets the doctors know that the hospital administration is serious on making a cohesive nursing staff that actually has pride in what they do.
In the end, Chief Nursing Officer Scott says she just wants white uniforms to do the same for nurses as red uniforms do for firefighters and blue for police officers.
You spot them and you automatically think what? Information, safety, security, just a whole myriad of terminology come to your mind in terms of what they can do for you, and you haven't even spoken to one of them.
Grady probably won't be the last hospital Scott changes. Hospitals in Ohio, Illinois, and Kansas have called and expressed interest. While the change is costly, Scott says it's the best thing to do for patients. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.